Numbers chapter 11, verse 29. Now, I need to give us the background story to that scripture so that you'll be able to understand the context. Because no truth can be found in a vacuum. Must be found in a context. Now, the scenario was a season where God wanted to multiply the impact of Moses among the people. And so there was a need for functionaries to emerge in the house of Israel. You see, at that time, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, gave him a counsel and said to him, in fact, the summary of his counsel was division of labor. When you divide the labor, the burden on you is going to be reduced. But you see, God did not allow Moses to implement Jethro's counsel, because eventually that was not what happened. You can have division of labor, but if every unit of that labor is not carrying the same spirit, it's going to be dissociated labor. And so what happened is that God said, all right, you guys get trusted guys from each tribe, each clan, each family. And 70 of them were spotted. And then the next part of the exercise was that God was going to conduct a spiritual ceremony where he would take from the spirit of Moses and put upon the guys, so that the guys will be operating in the same spirit that Moses is operating, and the work will not be division of labor. It will be as if Moses had been divided into 70 men. So that was the system that was adopted in the house of God. But unfortunately, on the day of coronation, on the day of impartation, there were two guys that were not present at the allocated venue. But God, being a God that is not a God of space and time, and on the strength of his mercy, decided to bring the impartation to the guys that were in the tent. The same impartation came upon them. Same impartation that came upon the people that were in the stipulated place came upon the other people. And suddenly Joshua rose up and said, some guys are prophesying there. Recommended that those guys prophesying in the tent that were not in the statutory place should be shut down. And Moses made that statement in verse 29. That's where we are now. Verse 29, Moses' response to Joshua saying, stop the other people. What did Moses say? Moses said, are you envious because of me? He said, Mio, if you were to consult me, my intention is that all the Lord's children will be prophets, and that God will place his spirit upon them. Right? Now, Joshua was saying, let's quench the fire on those two people because they are not in the stipulated place. Moses said, now, is it because you are envious because of me? My own intention is that all the lost people will be prophets, and that God will put his spirit upon them. Now, so that scripture gives us an insight into what makes a prophetic person. Are you with me? Now, don't be scared about the use, not the, my terminology. Is for, I don't have any other word. That's why I want to use prophetic. Now, it doesn't mean that because we, in the New Testament, we all have the Spirit of God, doesn't mean that we all are prophets, but we all sustain a prophetic nature. And the Holy Spirit that we subscribe to is a prophetic spirit. It's a spirit that speaks about the end of a matter when the matter is just beginning. And there are a lot of lessons we need to learn in relating with this personality called the Holy Spirit, because he has his own way of doing stuff. If you are still with me, say amen. Now, I hope you understand the purpose of the school. Because Moses' prayer, Moses' wish is answered in the New Testament. He said, I wish that all the Lord's children were prophets. And that what? He'll put his spirit upon them. Now, so when what makes a prophet is that the Holy Spirit is upon him. That his spiritual business will be done by the presence of the Holy Spirit upon him. It is the Spirit that will enlighten him. It's the Spirit that will make him wise. It's the Spirit that will teach him how to fight. It's the Spirit that will give him strategy for victory. That's what makes someone prophetic. Now, in order to... The fact that we are prophetic doesn't mean we all occupy the office of the prophet. Maybe sometime in the school, I'm going to unveil to us the peculiarities of the office of the prophet. The signs and symptoms of the manifestation of the office of the prophet. We'll look at that. That is an exclusive reserve for the sovereignty of God. It's God that determines who occupies that office. But as believers, because we are partakers of the Holy Spirit, we have access to a prophetic nature because the Spirit of God himself is prophetic in approach, declaring the end from the beginning. That's how it works. Calls those things that are not as though they are. Now, if you want to understand the ways of the Spirit intellectually, you are going to have a problem. And that's the reason why Elijah had to set up a school where prophets can be trained, where people can become acquainted with the Holy Ghost, to function with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now that's what I intend to achieve in this school. Through Bible study, we'll be able to browse and understand in practical terms how to develop a relationship with a spirit. How to know a spirit. How to know the will of a spirit. How to receive reinforcement and empowerment from the Spirit of God. Such that your life will not be a function of your intelligence and your natural ability. But your life will be a function of the ability of God. Because you would have discovered how to exchange your incapacities for his own capacity. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are still with me, say amen. So, that's what we want to achieve. And that's the scripture that forms the foundation and the premise of our genuine intentions in the Lord. The things that we teach in this school are things that I've not taught before. And the reason why I've not taught them is because I was waiting for clearance from heaven. The clearance came last year, November. But I wanted further clearance. Hallelujah. Now, so let's do John chapter 3. John chapter 3, quickly. And let's begin the journey. Amen. Are you still with me? All right. John chapter 3. So that we can start the school proper. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The word see in common Greek language is translated from the word eido, which means to perceive. Now, please. Stay with me. Are you with me? I hope you know that when you are praying, what is prayer? We pray to the Father in the name of what? The Son by what? The power of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you are doing business with that personality called the Holy Spirit, you need to know what that kind of business entails. Are you with me? You must understand what kind of business it is to do business with the Holy Spirit. everything that involves the Holy Spirit is actually patterned after the order of a unique civilization. And so people need to be taught how to relate effectively with this personality called the Holy Spirit. Now, just like I said, are you still with me? Please stay with me. Now, Jesus said, verily, verily. Okay, no, let me not jump. Let's start with the man Nicodemus. All right. Go back to the scripture quickly. There are a few things that we can say about Nicodemus looking at that scripture. What's the first thing we can say about him? First of all, he was a man. Secondly, he was a Pharisee. Thirdly, he was a ruler. Fourthly, he was a Jew. Fifthly, his name is Nicodemus. Now, so we can actually look at that personality, Nicodemus, from a lot of aspects, a lot of perspectives. We can look at him as a ruler of the Jews. We can look at him as a Pharisee. We can look at him as a Jew. We can look at him as a man. But you see, Jesus did not address Nicodemus as a Pharisee. Jesus did not look upon him as a ruler of the Jews. Jesus addressed Nicodemus, the man. Because the next verse, you will notice, Jesus said, except a man. Right? And there was a man of the Pharisees. Now, Jesus was addressing Nicodemus, the man, not Nicodemus, the Pharisee. Now, why did Jesus take that approach? The reason is because you are first a man before you are any other thing. And everything you are is built on the foundation of you as a man. That means if you are a wrong man, we don't need to probe into the other things that you are built on. That's inaccuracy. If you are a wrong man, it means your PhD is wrong. And so Jesus had to attack him as what? A man. He said, except a man be what? Born again. He cannot. See, I don't want to press further. Now, according to Jesus, when you are born again, one of the vital resultant effect of being born again is that you have capacity in God to begin to perceive things taking place in the kingdom of God. Perception. Now, that perception is actually furnished by a personality called the Holy Spirit that actually brought the salvation into your spirit man. So, he's coming into your spirit man. He's coming to be part of your spirit parameter. Creates some possibilities that did not exist before his arrival. And we must understand that our interaction with the realm of God is going to be determined by the ability, the supernatural ability that the Holy Spirit brings into our spirit capacity. That is number one. Number two. Just like I said, the word Edo, there is perception. Another word, another English word that is translated out of Edo is senses. And that is to say, when the Holy Spirit comes to tabernacle your heart, he activates your spiritual senses. Now, most of us do not know that we actually have spiritual senses. But your senses are the organs that are actively contracted when you are tempted. Have you ever been tempted before? Ever been tempted? Your spiritual senses were involved in that temptation. It's just that a foul spirit activated them and used your spiritual senses as a means to lure you into the consciousness of something that you will not be conscious of, if not by the activation that came through that spirit. You see, so when the Holy Ghost comes into your life, he activates your spiritual senses. As I always say, before you were born, you were in your mother's womb. You had an eye. But you see, the eye was not functional in the womb. You had an ear, but your ear was not functional in the womb. You had feet. But your feet was not required for life in the womb. It was when you were born that your eye became relevant. It was when you were born that your ears became relevant. And Jesus is saying, when you are born again, your spiritual eyes become relevant. Your perception becomes relevant. Ido, perception, is granted so that you can sense your realm of reality. According to the scriptures, our nationality is of heaven. That's your country. That's where you come from. That's where you are registered. Are you with me? Now, you see, you will not have insight into your true country except the Holy Spirit furnishes the perception of that country. He furnishes perception. He takes advantage of your spiritual senses to give you the consciousness of your true nation. If you are still with me, say amen. Now, that perception is what we need to be trained about to understand how to receive transmission from that realm. Amen. Communication in the realm of the spirit is different from natural communication. Actually, the voice of God is not as articulate as you think. It is spirit language. Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. It's not English language, native language. Have you ever seen a spirit communicate? You have not. Alright, if you visit an Ezemo, there's something he does called enchantment. That enchantment is spirit communication. That kind of communication doesn't make sense to your intellect. If a spirit should utter words, it will have no correlation with your structured mental processes. Are you with me? It will have no correlation with structured mental processes. It is through an unction that the Holy Spirit brings that communication can be transformed to what your mind can handle. Now, whenever you study your Bible and you see the word unction, we have an unction from the Holy One. The purpose of the unction, are you here? Don't run away. The purpose of the unction is to step down communications made by spirits to bring to a frequency where your mind can relate to it. We have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. It means the unction brings that communication, brings that insight to a level that your mind can relate to it. So you can now apprehend it, you can handle it, because there was an unction that was involved. It is the Holy Spirit that brings about that facility called the unction. Now, without the Holy Spirit, there will be no unction. And without the unction, there will be no understanding. The Bible says there is a spirit in man. It is the inspiration of the Almighty that giveth them understanding. Understanding is only possible because an unction is functional. And the purpose of the unction it serves like a transformer. Step down the frequency. Bring it to a level that your mind can relate with. Your human understanding can relate with. Hallelujah. Because that communication is actually designed for levels beyond humanity. So the Holy Spirit is going to step it down to levels that humanity can benefit from. And that step down system is what we call an unction. Hallelujah. All of these facilities are inbuilt in spirit life and spirit transmission. And it is in the school of the spirit that those spiritual matters are unraveled in their proper context so that we can relate to the dealings of God on our individual lives accurately. If you are still here, say amen. And so that's how much in the school of prophets. Look at some things quick. I didn't know. I've some of these things I've handled them before. These basics. But we'll not be doing basics from Friday. We'll be doing something that is not basic. Amen. The spiritual senses are tools that you must be acquainted with. Based on my own personal experience and the limitation of my study of the scriptures, I find four senses. And those senses you must understand. Must master the unction. Now, for this kind of lecture, when we do the lecture part, we'll now do the practical part so that you can relate with what I'm talking about. That was the way Elijah taught the school of prophets, such that when the time came for him to be taken, them, all his students haven't been the best new, and their master is going to be taken. You can actually train people to a point where their perception of the spirit is accurate, where their perception of the spirit is on point. Now, if we are going to do the business the way we tend to do it, then the rule of fine-tuning and accuracy is one of the best that we have drawn from the. Now, for instance, you decide to go into prayer. We did some prayer here. And Ogbe was leading us in the prayer. And 35 minutes of the prayer, we had not yet been quickened. So it was a struggle. He labored excessively to get us to flow with the stream. You see, prayer is not possible. It's not effective. It's not aided. It's not reinforced until we're quickened. Are you into the Bible? Then I need to refer you to the book of Psalms 80, verse 18. You can turn your Bible. Psalms 80, what? 80. Now, what does it read? Who is there? So we not go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Now, one of the things that the Holy Spirit is, and one of the things that the Holy Spirit is, Spirit is the quickener. It's his office that orchestrates quickenings. And that's why Jesus said, it is the Spirit that is. You can quicken any other way in the economy of God. Quickening is a responsibility that the Holy Spirit excludes me. Oh my, I cannot hear. Amen. Quickening. Now, so when you were leading prayer, okay, and it was, people were not picking, it's because we were. Congregational prayer is a different terrain altogether. If we are waiting now and four people are quickened, that prayer moves on from the quorum that heaven is expecting for us to form. So more people will be quickened. And maybe the quorum limit of heaven is 12. It's when those 12 people are quickened that the entire congregation is now quickened. If those 12 will look at all those permutations, what forms a quorum, an intercessory quorum, how legislation and amendment is done in the realm of the spirit, how the different kind of court sessions that we have in the spirit, how to move the hand of God. All these things are captured in this that we are talking about. The responsibility has been said to this. And so the Bible says it is the spirit that quickens. It says so will not depart from thee. Quicken us. We'll call upon them. You can effect it and do spiritual bit of prayer except you are quickened. What you are calling prayer outside quickened is talk. It is when you are quickened that utterance begins to penetrate the realm of the spirit. It begins to force a law. It begins to change and to shift things in the realm. And that quickening can only be done by a personality called the Holy Ghost. And so Jesus said it is the spirit that quickens. The first thing we need to learn in our journey with the Holy Ghost is his quickening power. What does it? Don't fight until you are quickened. Don't fight. Alright? Go back to God yourself first. God will quicken you. It's when you are quickened that you can fight. Don't move in the flesh and say somebody, no, we don't do that. It's quickened that you can fight. Hallelujah. Some time ago, we were doing some kingdom work. A man came and insisted he cannot do the work. And he is not a law enforcement. And we did not by any means break any law. We just came to do kingdom work. And a human being came and said, what? And the work. So we went back to the one that sent to do the work. When that one, when we met him, he gave us a word to take to want us to do the work. So we told us you decided that we will not do this work. And you are standing as a hindrance. You will walk again. And those utterances went ahead. It was law enforcement. And at that moment, everything shut down. He was a very wealthy Igbo businessman. And business dried up that moment. Many things happened. Power has invaded him. They were he had to make. He was driving and he jumped somebody. The person died. And if you see, heal the person much. And he had to pay for a burial, all kinds of stuff that had the expenditure. And then he realized that some young men told him they have shut down his life. Hallelujah. That's something you will fight. If you're on this journey, you will fight at some point. But you don't fight in the flesh. You will be quickened first. If you don't know what it means to be quickened, you will fight when you are not supposed to fight. And you will incur loss if you fight that way. The Bible says it's just that quick. There are several levels of hearing God that is not possible until you are quick. He will quicken it into you. And it's when God has spoken that his spirit can defend that you received. He will everything he speaks. But we need to understand the science of it. The scriptures themselves lack power until they are quickened. And so there is a difference between the written word of God and the living word of God. And I need to show us how God quickens his word and makes it. Are you still? What are you doing? Trying to explore the corridor of this personality called the Spirit of God and how it works. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. The written word of God and living word of God, the difference is one is and one has the ability to kill. It is a killing agent. But the Bible says that the letter kill it. He didn't just say the letter is dead, it kills. But the Spirit gives life. That's the written God and the living word. Now, some guys did a fasting and prayer. And after that fasting and prayer, they said Jesus won water. Nine of Jesus won water. So they believed that they won. And they went, jumped into a lake, and all of them died. What was wrong with their faith? Somebody help me. Yes. Mommy, what was wrong with that? Mommy, because we need some to probe into the faith more diligently. Do you have a microphone there? They were fasting, for God's sake. And what they responded to, they found in the Bible. Is your own Bible? Does your Bible disclaim the fact that Jesus walked on water? Okay. He stood up and said, in keeping with the example of the Bible, and they died. Now, so let's find out what exactly was wrong with the show of faith. Now, let Brother Jude.
Their faith lacked substance.
Hey.
They didn't have the living word. They were moved with
zeal. They didn't have any living word. They only had the written word, but no living. Are you with me? That means, do you understand what I'm talking about? The letter kill, if you the living word will give you life. But the written word, if you might find yourself somewhere. God will not back it because the Spirit has not quickened it. That word of God is true. Are you with me? Not here. The Bible is a compendium of the thought of God. It's an establishment of God's realm of civilization. So the thoughts of God. Okay? Good. Very good. It's good for doctrine. That's for teaching. It's for lifestyle, for living. It should be your philosophy, the way God thinks. You should think God thinks. The way you can think how God thinks is that you subject yourself to this book and then make that book your thing. That's good. Are you very powerful? The other day at the depot, when I was here, two Muslim guys came to me and said, let's do oil. I said, okay, good. Just bring 1 million, something, something. Okay. Then what next? He said, then we'll buy a ram. Eh? What will we do? Where is the ram coming? Is the ram part of the cargo? He said, no. Buy a ram and then we'll swear. Ah. Now it's the word of God. So you don't need the revelation. That's consistent with the way God does stuff. You studied the scripture. That oath, I was on to what? What am I swearing? That oath is binding on you. Even your life here finishes. Demons invoke what matters most. God give you understanding. So, word of God gives us the wisdom to walk with God. As long as we keep studying it, we find out some things, some perspectives that God holds. And if by any means it's different the perspective that we hold, it's advisable for you to drop your own perspective and upgrade. So, the word of God is wonderful. But you see, it is the voice of God that is powerful. Right? And powerful are different. So the letter is good for doctrine. It's good for teaching righteousness. It's good as a basis of establishing philosophy. Your thought path, your ideal. That's your reference. Hallelujah. But when working with that, you interface with the living word of God. And the difference between the written word of God and the living word of God is not the letters. Quicken a scripture. The same way it is. The thing is that that scripture is quickened. So that's life. If you obey that scripture, if you put that scripture, it will produce results. Because it is living. And the Bible of quickening in this economy has been ceded to the Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit that quickens. I think we need to prove this thing. It's too theoretical. But you see, the kingdom of God of the world, not for talk. You can't understand it just because I made this claim. Some intellectual in the congregation will say, oh my, you may have another way of looking at the whole matter. But you see, what quenches out, what dissolves arguments, is that the Spirit of God is given an opportunity to actually prove what He intends by a patch matter. Where's my minstrel? It's a record for me there. Right? There's a difference between the written word of God and the living word. Okay. Now, let me. I want to say something, an empty word. I'll say it now. Then I want to ask God, as we pray, ask Him to make that word living. The same word. Okay? For the purpose of this lecture, ask Him to quicken that same word and make it living. And I will utter it again. And you will see the life of it. Now, can you help me with any word whatsoever? So that it will be my creation. Restoration. How can I prove restoration? Give something that we can prove. Healing. Joy. Okay. For joy, all right, which is one of them. At the end of the meeting, you will see that one manifesting. Beyond bound, you see it manifest. But I want us to pick something. Okay, since you can't answer, let's go to help me. The Holy Spirit says I should mention a gift. For instance, healing. Alright? I'm saying it now. Healing. Okay. Where is my ministry? Strike the cord. I will say that same thing again in the next minute. I said it now. Gift of healing. And I will not shout the same way I'm saying it. And then you know why when Jesus and his disciples went to cast out devils. They came back. The disciples now asked Jesus, why could we not ask him out? You know why they asked? Because what they did was what Jesus said. So if he started to say it, well, there was nothing wrong they are saying. The thing that was wrong was that it was not quick. May the Lord give you understanding. Please help me tell your neighbor about the saying. It's whether or not what you are saying has been quickened into your spirit. Do you understand that? It's only for that. What? And we're traveling. Suddenly, somebody died. And you know, I was worshiping, fellowshipping with God. See, but I know the person that sat close. Engrossed. I know you won't be a leader. Engrossed in the Holy Ghost. Commune God. And somebody died. And people say, that's that we're not quick. Then I went closer to God and I said, Lord, why will somebody die in the bus that I'm traveling? And he quickened some words into me. She will live again. The instruction by that word, you know what? The instruction is, tell the dead, live again. And then you will see whether that word quickened by the God that quickens. Raising the dead is very easy. The thing is, was anything quickened in you? If not in you, because it is only the spirit that what? That job description is not delegated. It is only when the Holy Ghost quickens that stuff can happen. Jesus. Give me that. So can we pray for 5 to 5 minutes? We are lecturing. I'm trying to use a manifestation to teach. We are still lecturing. The prayer is simple. We are asking the Holy Ghost to quicken that word. Since quicken that word. Gift of healing. Quicken it. Asimahamba. Rake sobra da bakwa se kadina se herbarwa senda. Bob sakapateno saila kareza harata basi abalanatami. Resandelero kabraskida makazin harabatwa. Isore naskimbras kabatwa salande. Resika baza kabelanande. Irabonsana brana kare basubria kavriska vara na sata ega babayet kerubari na sibria kanze hela zala babria sandari rabina subria kaves kala karaba siafe ekovazi mabris gavatala mahala basuria. Now, in Jesus' name, come, okay, stand here, come, you. Franca, come. Come face me. Where are theater? You see, you can know the Holy Ghost. Now, so this we have spoken about, gift of healing. These are three people I have my vision God wants to give. I don't know why he did it this way anyway. Father, in the name of Jesus, You were the one that suggested gift since the class was responsive. Now we have come. So we look to you again. You that quickens. It's only you that quickens. The flesh brought nothing. And we ask now that you begin to release the reality. The reality, the gift of healing. Let's become partakers. Okay, it's coming stronger. It's stronger. The partakers of the gift of healing to release upon their lives the gift of healing, the gift of healing, impartation that strengthens a man, that empowers a man to pray for the sick and see delivered, pray for the sick and see them made whole, pray for the sick and see the power of the sand and effect a cure. Now I will lay on them for the party. Father. Now you see, this one now is quickening. It's quickening. The first time I said it, it was 20. So it was not the disciples did not know what to say, but the disciples went without quickening. That's why that's the book of Psalms 80, verse 18 says, he said, will not depart from you. It's not wise for you to depart from the project. Remember that, God is taking time. You know what? If you go out on quickening, if you were the one that wasted time. There's nothing that can happen when the Holy Ghost has not quickened. And quickening can only be done by Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickens, the flesh of God. See, we have entered. I have lost class. I've lost this class. Because the vista of heaven, the vista is opening. It's too strong now. Oh my God. How did you get Lama Hanteria Sakoba Habaswa Ika Sele Maiza Rapo Hapula Kapane. It is the Spirit that quickens. So while you are here, it quickens your spirit. You will is if you are close, you know. You are putting up, you know. It's the contrast is so clear. When it quickens your spirit, sometimes it lifts scripture upon your heart. Oh my God, you are a creature of power. As long as that scripture descends upon your heart, you have power. It's just that most of us don't know how to use, but it is the Spirit that quickens. All right, Father, let there be a reason. Now, you see, the reason why I'm doing this, while I was praying in tongues, he spoke to me, you can give them the gift now. So when I spoke about the gift before the quickening, it was empty. But now when I speak out, it is about and power. It's nothing to do with me. That's everything to do with that knowledge that is the quickener. So if we want to raise the dead and we come there and we begin to speak in tongues, the way I spoke, if the tongues are longer than these 5 minutes, let's go home. You want to quicken? Every I prayed for that to life,
He did more than.
I asked God, Lord, are you raising them? Father, in the name of Jesus, let the gift of healing come upon him. Come upon him. I release upon you from the crown of your head. He can send no herania to the toes of your feet. That the burnings of healing, you begin to set the burnings of healing upon your life. Lord, let there be release of the gift of healing, the gift of healing, such that when your son makes proclamations, there will be manifestation to confirm the fact that you have released the gift of healing upon him. In Jesus' name. And you may say, let's see if we can still catch on this class. It's difficult. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Senine la mona hama da yeka. E kamama e somama ya. Abra kapeno sambahai kula hase. Now you see, that word is still working. The gift of healing. The gift of healing. The gift of healing. The gift of healing. More people are receiving it. Now it is spoken it now. It's the spirit that is speaking it now. That's why it's powerful. Listen to me, seeing a woman. You stepped on something, you step on something negative, something that was designed to cause injury, and unfortunately you stepped upon it. Whatever things are began to happen in your life, God will purge you from that which you stepped upon. He purge you right from what you stepped upon. You see, what are you? It's a spirit that spoke it. I'm just echoing it. There's always power when the quickening spirit, when the quickener utters his voice. We have no strength in us. Don't move out in the field to try to contend. Come back to the table. But when you wait upon him, it's a sign of humility that you know there's no power, there's no in the flesh. The Bible says we are the circumcision. We worship the spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have no confidence in the flesh. Staying in God's presence and waiting for him to quicken you is a sign of humility. That you don't have the flesh. You know, to be stuck with the Holy Ghost. It comes to you as a sign that there is nothing left for you to wait for. There is nothing in the flesh to draw from. Until it comes as a revelation that's still in the flesh for you to draw from, you will not know it is wisdom to wait upon him. The Bible says, so shall we not depart from you. Quicken us! We shall call upon thy name. Now I'm trying to get my class back. Hi. Okay. All
right. I can't get a pen on my chest. The week when I stood here, I felt
relieved. You see, he was. Now, did he even know? So to me, I'm just a vessel. Do you understand that? And there is nothing that I do that you cannot do better. For God's sake.
Praise the Lord. Actually, since morning, I've been feeling so down. Because it seems as if I pray for people, no healing, no manifestation. So I'm like, God, this is not working. Jesus actually healed people. Let me see them literally. So I was inside here. I just stayed and said, I went inside there, sat down. I felt I should come back again. So I came back and sat down here, and he said the same gift of healing was actually upon me.
It's the spirit of God that we know. The spirit of God. Every one of us is sent with walk. Hallelujah. Everyone can walk with him.
Praise the Lord. Sir, before called for the gift of healing, I had pain on my leg, and I knew that somebody is supposed to be healed. So in such situations, what should I do?
It has happened to me many services. Like in Lagos, for 6 years, my church didn't know I was a preacher. So I was at the ushers would say, they didn't know I was a preacher. three times in the service, my eyes will see that God will, and the pastor will be wasting the people's time. All right? Then I pray for him. I say, Lord, have mercy. Move. Yay! Move. I pray. Sometimes some people get healed. And when people get healed by the mercy of the Lord, flesh will now rise up high. That again, Lord, don't that was here. Don't see that. So I controlled a lot of things from my seat at the back for the 6 years that I remember in here. And nobody knew I was preaching except my household members. Hallelujah. The people that's in the same house. They knew I was there. So I did a lot of that from my seat. And God found excuse in that service crowd because there was somebody insist demanding. The point is that the pastor doesn't necessarily be stronger. The song of the spirit. You can even change this money. We call the money as Baba. Come on, change. I need to hear and answer this thing I've been asking you for. I don't know how you will do it. Go into your house, have a vessel there. Change the sound and speak. Maybe the first 15 minutes is still trying to struggle with it. And just realizes that his message is dead. And the moment I forgo the message, then he receives the conscious of what? And it begins to matter. It's me, you and God. That's what in the ability to power with God. We'll talk about that later. To have where you can change things by the Spirit of God. Move the hand of God. Hallelujah. Between me and God is that God will make way for me to be a civil servant. That was my contract. Me and God will have that covenant. Then one guy shows up. Realize I'm a preacher. And he's actually a Christian. And he wants to ensure that I don't play again. Hallelujah. Then I went back to God and said, this man is really relevant to you. Hallelujah. That was my prayer point. Is that man relevant to you? So I continued praying that prayer point until I had. And I saw him, the wind came to the desk, and he was sitting on the desk, and the wind lifted out of his seat and threw him off. I said, oh, that's good news. Went to the office, and three is that Muslims visited me. They were called the man. I said, no, don't be. Oh, yesterday night, that he's about to be removed. The guys didn't leave. It was a favorite of the in Abuja. They didn't leave. It happened in 7 days' time. On the seventh after the day I said it, he was removed. The Muslim came back. And what else? This obviously this is what you received. Hallelujah. I found that Muslims believe. Hey, they believe in it so much. You see, they invite those sheikhs of Saudi Arabia and Iran. They invite those people to their chamber and they'll give their life to Christ. But you don't know. They believe in prophecy. It came to 7 days' time. Do you know how many things you can change? Just the spirit. The Lord don't understand. They must flush out. The day of my crying, he thought he was the most powerful creature on earth. And in height of stardom, he was cut off. He cried hand to a staff that he had written. His higher setup was designed and to make him learn a lesson. That God rules in the affairs of men. There's so much we can change. Are you seeing? So much that we can change. And I've seen that example again and again and again. The last one was, he wanted to push me to a terminal where we walk from in the night. 2 days before the posting came out, I was supposed to go. 2 days. How did the man know that I was supposed to him to submit my handover note? Eh? So he called them. They said, that thing, we can't change it again. I thought that was all. 7 days after that, was moved. That place. We can't change it. And this night, we'll change it. I know you don't believe this one, but let me tell you, it's the fact. There shall be mourning in Nigeria. Yeah, sorry. Nigeria. Because this, the sun set. Don't say anymore. You see, God rules in the affairs of men. Rules in the All right, because of the time, God quicken us. In the can we, Lord, me? I'm in the spirit. You can attain potential, but in the flesh, you are in your potential. And you want to ask the Holy Spirit to quicken you, quicken, quicken you. Some of us, when you become quickened, you can be start seeing visions in the spirit. When you become quickened, you become dangerous. You start hearing things by the Holy Ghost. When you become quick, they are threatening you to threaten them. When you become possibilities, the realities that are for you. When you become quickened, thus I shall call upon thy name. In a moment of time, ask the Holy Ghost came in. And last spiritual passage. Give you the grace. You bring the grace into your life. So that in the spirit, you are stronger than an army. You are stronger than Goliath. In the flesh, you have this potential. But in the spirit, your greatest potential. Instead of day, we ask tonight, that you will us. Quicken us. Let us go beyond limitations cast upon our flesh. Let us have powers, habits, available us in the spirit. Oh God, we say, quicken us. Quicken us. And we shall call upon thy name. Quicken us. In the name of Jesus. Quicken us. Quicken us. Iba compra sabalia salaban caraela sebres rena sicates cambres caparato en casaya celo sede abres camba salabaroda y cabe sobre asa malacadia akebo salebonda matelima. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You know, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit said that he will release the gift of more people. So I will ask him to continue the ceremony. He said, I shot him down. He had not finished. He was at work. And I caught him that he's still in the business of distributing the gift of healing. I ascended. Now your prayer, he went up like incense. Hallelujah. Now one of you, Lord, he's coming already. He's coming. It's coming strong, coming strong, strong. God is releasing impartations, grace. Lord, I ask that word for them. That gift, my God. Zila kosa mante lekeria bakasa. Ika pase priaga pase tole kapu alaba. Abraskasa barata barakase barata. Isopreketali mokoria. Thank God, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now, if you are ready to receive, Father, stretch your hand and let the healing go out. Let it go out. Let it go out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Okay, now. It's coming now. It's coming stronger now. Let it go out. Let that gift 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 go out. Let that let the gift go out. Let it go out. Let the gift go out. I'm kidding. Is the gift of, let it go out. Let it be a deposit. Let there be a deposit of that stream. Deposit of that stream. A deposit of that stream. On the lives of men, on the lives of women. In the name of Jesus. I'm spirit. I'm being in the spirit. Listen. There is somebody among us. While you sing, now imagine that dimension rest upon you, right? And not for that dimension. We rest upon. But that man, the healing means when you sing. And people will get healed. And so God, that's the ambition that is coming. It's coming strong. Oh my. It's coming stronger.
Holy Ghost. 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 Holy Ghost.
Sing. It will come. It will sing. Come. It will 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 come. Holy Ghost. Selega Salima. As you sing, it will come. Yeah, as people will get healed. Yes, let that anointing be strong. Let it become stronger. Let it be stronger. Let it become stronger. As you make
songs, the Holy Ghost will find occasion to heal the bodies of men, heal the bodies of women. A protocol will be initiated in sick ministry. Hand and take nurses away and take diseases away from the lives of men. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Now, if you are here with any physical sickness, it can also be healed. The gift has been activated. Just in case you have physical sickness in your body, pain in your body, pain, you can tell where the pain is and expect God to do a miracle. If it's a thing that we need to verify after a test, stand upon your body. God will administer a cure. Right there, some miracles are be to verify. Right now, ask for the miracle, ask for the healing. Okay. Is it? Yes. Need spectacles to be able to read. If you are tired of the spectacles, you can ask God to give you new eyeball. Oh yes. Oriana selokores gavataski lokebari arasababori. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come against spirits of affliction. I against sickness. I come against disease. I come against blood conditions. I come against seasonal diseases, migraines, asthma. I bind you. Come in the name of Jesus. Pain, I bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus. Sickness, command it up. Oh, I release healing on the bodies of people. Healing on the bodies. Healing on the bodies of your people. Healing on the bodies of your people. Let the life of God walk healing. Administer a cure on your life right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command your lungs be healed in the name of Jesus. I command that pain in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So you can check the place now. Check the place. I'm on healing job for now. I've seen one already. One already. Check the place. If it's gone, somebody's on the leg. Somebody's already healed on the leg. You can check. Check. If you notice that there's a change, that the pain has gone. Let me see your hand up. The pain has gone. Ah, they are done. The pain has gone. Let me see. The sickness is gone. Let me see your hand up. Two people I know already. Two people already. Do I have a witness there? All right, come. Ali masonge batwata harabatwa. Eli masando koria. There's somebody else. There's somebody else. Check your body. Check. Normally, the healing anointing is radical. It leaves a deposit of power. When you blow them, it begins to increase. Jesus, we give you glory. Give you praise. I command the perfection. Command the perfection. A perfection. A perfection. A perfection. A perfection. In the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head. Oh my God. In fact, God is even imparting the gift of healing on your life. I'm seeing impartation. Lord, let it come. Let it come. I'm seeing it strong. I'm seeing it strong. You will heal the sick yourself. You will heal the sick. You will heal the sick. In the name of Jesus. I say, I saw another person that is healed. Where is that strong person? Come. I'm seeing strange things here. Thank you, Father. Thank you. This is permanent. It's perfected. In the name of Jesus. So what happened to you before we pray and what happened after we pray?
Okay. I was feeling chest pain since on Monday. Then after the prayer, I normally feel at the back also. That's if I really like this, I'll feel pain at the back and on my chest. I'm free. Yes, sir.
permanent in the name of Jesus. Now, you see, spiritual things are difficult. But it is the spirit that what? That the prophet's not. Are you to be used as an instrument? There's too much sickness. The poverty has taken so much sickness. We need instruments of God. Stretch forth hands to a dying generation. Oppressed people. Hallelujah. Ask God to bless those hands right now. Ask Him to bless those hands. It is the spirit that quickeneth. It is the spirit that quickeneth. Now listen to me. Listen. There is one of us here. You are an evangelist. God is coming to renew calling. Coming to renew your calling, your anointing. He's coming to renew it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, that this evangelist, you want to kickstart that evangelical ministry again. I ask, oh God, tonight, that your mighty hand might be stretched from heaven. Point in the direction of this evangelist and place your hand. 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 Your hand. Place your hand. Place your hand. He wants to kickstart. He wants to kickstart it. He wants to kickstart. He wants to announce it. Begin something. Something mighty wants to start. And the hand of God is this. There is yet another person. God wants to kickstart your evangelical ministry. There is an oil from heaven. There is an oil from heaven. There is an oil. There is an oil. There is an oil. There is an oil. There is an oil from heaven. Your hands will not be empty. Oh, my hands will not be empty. Lord, I call for every evangelist that is present here today, because this is the time of the evangelist. This is the day of the evangelist. This is the era of the evangelist. Put your hands to anoint. He's kickstarting it. According to the word of the Lord that He gave you many years ago, that at such a time, a full evangelist will rise up. Hey, men will turn unto righteousness on the account of your ministry. Keep starting it, quickening it, keeping it alive.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Jesus. Something is breaking out. Something is breaking out. I sense it. It's breaking heaven. It's breaking out. There is an impartation from you. God Himself wants to quicken you. He wants you on a different pedestal. It's time for your voice to be heard. It's time. It's time. I see every limitation. Everything that has been your way. Everything that kept you in a cyclical mode. I resist it as I release you into your calling, into your ministry, into the anointing for your life. I am a Namarana. Oh, Shekedo Muru de la Bala. Shemala. Don't accept the way of the devil. The whispers of the enemy makes you diminished and small. God has not created you small. There is a word He has spoken for life. He has released His anointing to perfect His counsel. And this is the hour, the time of your manifestation. Say, I am all. Oh,
It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. It's the spirit that quickens. It's the spirit that quickens. It's the spirit that quickens. Flesh profits. There is quickens. He makes alive. He fills life. He fuses with fire. So that God, which people have despised, suddenly will rise up. Suddenly will rise up. And the name of the Lord will be glorified. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh, Saborokon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Stand where you are. You want to pray for business now. And ask the Holy Spirit to quicken Benin State. We are dead as a state. Our economy is dead. This is dead. It's a failed state. It's a failed land. Now we ask God, in our members, in us, in our land, bring us out of failure. Bring us out of zero. Move us up as a people. The hand of God on your life. Today is the beginning of a new journey, the beginning of a new journey in your life. I prophesy on you. It is the beginning. It's the beginning. We give a glory. We give a glory. In Jesus' name. Come ask God to add life, to quicken our prayer life. No, my own prayer is very, very interesting. It's only backed up with vision. All kinds of things happen. It's full of fire. Hallelujah. Just before I become tired, he brings another vision. Wow. Exploring it one time fails you. It's an animated time for me. Can we ask him to make our prayers life? Let it be full fire. Let it be times upon him, times names. Let prayer for us become something we look up to, we look forward to. Not a dead practice. Something that burns with living fire. We ask that you animate every prayer life. Let it be blessed with visions, with interruption from heaven. That the hand, the majesty, will be revealed anytime you begin to pray. That heaven will heed, that heaven will answer. Call upon him right now. Do us this great favor. Come in the center. En robo santo di alla babaracas che ha mina branda recosele randa boria sabra halabate mere che songe bande riala harapatua in Jesus. I saw an emergency. Somebody here with serious problem. Serious. With your body. God wants to attend to such a person right now. A serious problem.
If you came here today and there's a specific thing that brought you to God's presence, I'd like you to stand where the rest sit. The rest can look for a seat and sit. I'd like such people to be upstanding. There is something specific that brought you into the presence of God. You are trusting God that He will respond, and that's why you came today. Can you talk about that matter right now? Okay, so if you can you come forward? Come forward, just come. I'm seeing many more things. What I saw is not the people I saw are not this many. For the name of Jesus, I ask that you begin to attend to the masses. If the people that are supposed to be here are the ones that are here, as I lay hands, begin to attend to the matters. 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 Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. Begin to attend to the matters in the name of Jesus. Attend to the matters in the name of Jesus. Begin to attend to the matters in the name of Jesus. Begin to attend to the matters in the name of Jesus. Begin to attend to the matters in the name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand. Son, let this mountain come down. Let this mountain come down. This mountain come down. Begin to attend to the matters. To the matters. In the name of Jesus. Begin to attend to the matters in the name of Jesus. And so God, stretch forth your hand. Begin to attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. In the name of Jesus. Begin to attend to the matters. In the name of Jesus. Begin to attend to the matters. Raise that up. Ria Koria Maria Salabi. Asetoba Ruto Koria Baranasata. Babra Kada Baraska Baya. Asa Maharaba, Saila Kosa Maha. Begin to add the matters in the name of Jesus. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. Now, in the name of Jesus. Attend to us. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters right now. In the name of Jesus. Attend to the matters. Attend to us. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. Right now, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, attend to the matters. To the matters, to the matters. Attend to it. Attend to the matters. Jesus, by the Lord, receive power from the hand of God. In the name of Jesus. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. Praise out. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. The matters. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release fire. I release fire. Yes, attend to the matter, the crown of our head, to the sole of our feet. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, from the crown of our head. I insist that the bondage break. Let the bondage break. Let the bondage break. Let it break. Let it break so that she can be released. So that her destiny. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Attend to the matters. Attend. Attend to the matters. Attend to the matters.
name of Jesus. I insist. Leave her. I insist that she be free. That she be free this night. I insist on it. Leave her. You understand what it means? Quickened by him. He said, we are the circumcision. We worship the Father in spirit. We rejoice in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we have confidence in the flesh. That's the posture of a spiritual man. He has no confidence in his intellect, in his ability, in his schemes, in his craftiness. His confidence is in the Holy Ghost. Him that quickens, and is not ashamed to wait for him. It's not that.
Holy man.
You see, I'm seeing three places of fire, three fireplaces. I'm seeing three fireplaces. This one fireplace. It's the spirit that quickens. No man can do this one. It's the spirit.
Senamona. Sehina malade ama mama ma. Sina tole lamo. Aila matola kenamo.
You see, one of the fireplaces is on this lane. One of the fire. Come, I need to blow. Be copy me and paste it. Copy, paste it. If you copy, it will work. Not everybody, but you will work. There's fire here. So I blow it. But don't do it before fire comes. When you are quickened, release some from him. It's Jesus that started it. The Bible says, and he put on them and said, what? Receive not air. Receive what? There's a fireplace. There are three fireplaces. And it will be kindled. It is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits not.
Eliamakando. Eliketo kalamata.
All the garbage, all the things that you have carried here, I remove it. Let her go in the name of Jesus. I kindle a fire. Let it burn it off. I burn off everything that she's carrying, all the load that you are carrying. Lose her. So you can kindle a fire. You are leaving home and then you kindle a fire in front of your house. And a thief comes there and is caught up. And the person will be manifesting till you come back. At the park, we come back. Somebody wanted to steal it. Then fire. Oh my God. There's no better gospel than fire. Jesus. Fire.
Asa. Can somebody say fire?
Oh. They sit on mat, they need some fire. Oh, they sit on buckle, they need some fire. You will become an ancient fire. The hand of God will come upon you. And when you get to cities, you set them ablaze. I proclaim an increase in your ministry, an increase in the anointing upon your life. In the name of Jesus, you can receive some fire, right? You can ask God for some fire, to animate your music ministry. Oh, mama.
We receive fire tonight, O God. Fire to combat the odds standing before us. We receive fire. Fire to overcome schemes of the devil planted in our lives to ensure that we never fulfill our destiny. We come upon all on fire. Fire. Glory to your name. In Jesus' name.
It's a new day. So much of fire has been kindled. Bring her. Let me touch her. Touch her.
Lord, fire. Lord, fire. Lord, fire. Lord, fire. Fire upon this lady. That everything about her life will be quick. There will be an accelerated walking of the Holy Spirit. Fire!
Accelerated walking. Where the voice of God is quickened into your spirit. You can identify the move of God. Because there's an accelerated perception.
Say, verily, verily, I say unto you, said a man be born and he cannot see, cannot perceive the kingdom of God.
Anything that threatens you, he lied. Because the hand of God will be upon you from this day henceforth.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Ah, come, come, come. Zeni kekora masando. I bring the covering of the Lord upon you. The covering of the Lord, the protection of the Lord.
No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper in the name of Jesus.
It's the covering of the Lord. It's the covering of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. You have anybody sick in your family, maybe in the village, and you ask God for his healing. God, oh my God, they can make whole. Now, can you release that hand up upon them right now? The ones that are bed with you, command them to come up, to come alive. The hand of God. Yes, yes. Make that prayer right now. Yes, 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 yes. Let there be a release of grace. Release of the power of God. A release of the glory of God. We make proclamations. We make bold confessions. Let there be a release. A release, a release, a release, a release, a release, a release, in the name of Jesus. Gloria Marikesa. Gloria Masata. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.